Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today. So expect miracles. Thank you for joining me. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. And that's exactly what's going to happen today. Thank you for adding us to your morning routine. Faith in the Morning is a daily devotional that streams via podcasts and social media, but there's also a newsletter portion to it. And you can find the newsletter in the show notes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or the description on social media. We share different things in the video devotional as well as a newsletter to help you start your day with faith and encouragement and help you wake up to faith and live this supernatural lifestyle of faith. One of the ways we do it is by every single day, every single weekday, starting with our Faith in the Morning affirmation. This powerful confession reminds us of what God says about us. And as we say it, it stirs us up, it encourages us, it wakes up our faith and helps us live the life that God has called us to live. Because one of the things I want you to always remember is that your words direct your life. So will you say these things with me today? Say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to Luke chapter 21. Happy Holy Week to you once again. And one of the things we're doing this week is going through different teachings Jesus shared during that original Holy Week. And Luke chapter 21 is one of those things He shared during this week. And in Luke chapter 21, you see parallel passages in the other Gospels as well. Jesus is answering three questions. And the three questions are going to be, when is the temple going to be destroyed? What is the sign of His coming? And the sign of the end of the age? He's answering these three questions. But I want to focus on something in Luke chapter 21. I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation today. Starting with verse 5, it says, some of His disciples began talking about the majestic stonework of the temple and the memorial decoration of the wall. But Jesus said, the time has come when all these things will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another. Teacher, they asked, when will all this happen? What sign will show us that these things are about to take place? And so Jesus begins to list a number of things. And He starts with talking about deception. He says, don't let anyone mislead you or deceive you. For many will come in my name claiming I'm the Messiah and saying the time has come. But don't believe them. And when you hear wars and insurrections, in other translations, rumors of wars, don't panic. Yes, these things must take place first, but the end won't follow immediately. And then He goes to list on a number of things. But you know what's very interesting to me when Jesus is talking about what we can classify here as the end times, which is the last sliver of time at the end of the last days? After He says, watch out for deception and don't let anyone mislead you, the next piece of advice He gives, the next piece of wisdom He gives us is don't panic. And so there's a lot of people talking about the end times now because we are living in the end times. And every day we get closer to the return of Jesus, whether He returns in our lifetime or 100 years from now, every day we're getting closer to the return of Jesus. So note what He said, don't be deceived and don't panic. That's the advice I want to reiterate to you today. What Jesus shared on that original Holy Week, I share to you today. Don't panic. Yes, look at what's going on in the world. Yes, look at what's going on a global scale. Yes, looking at the economy. Yes, look at what goes on in your nation. Yes, you observe all these things. But as Jesus has told us, we need to remind ourselves, don't panic. Because no matter what happens, remember, you're born again. Doesn't matter what happens, remember, you're covered in the blood of Jesus. Remember, it doesn't matter what happens, the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. He is the greater one. And by association alone, He's made you greater than anything you're ever faced. No matter what happens, you're more than a conqueror through Him that loves you. No matter what happens, you're redeemed from the curse of the law. No matter what happens, you are the blessed. No matter what happens, thanks be to God who always causes you to triumph, the one who gives you the victory. No matter what happens, don't panic because you know, as we shared on Monday, you're on the winning side. Don't panic because you know God loves you. As it says in 1 Peter, cast your care upon Him. Cast your worry and your anxiety on Him because you know He cares for you and He always takes care of you in grand style. You have a caretaker, so trust Him today. And part of your trust is making the decision not to panic. That doesn't mean you won't feel anxiety or worry or fear rise up. But when it rises up, you respond and follow the wisdom of Philippians 4. When you're worried, you turn to prayer. You don't just let the worry build up. It says, no, 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 God, I'm feeling worried about this, feeling anxious about this, feeling tempted to panic. But I trust you. Show me what to do. I believe you'll take care of me. I believe you'll heal me. I believe you'll provide for me. I believe you'll rescue me. I believe you'll take care of this for me. Instead of worrying today, turn to prayer. Follow the advice of Jesus and choose not to panic. So say out loud, put it in the chat with me today. Say, I choose not to panic because I believe God loves me. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat. Say, I choose not to panic because I believe God loves me. Come on, say out loud and put it in the chat. Say, I choose not to panic because I believe God loves me. Your belief in his love will cause you to believe in his protection, his provision, and his welfare for your life. God's got you. He hasn't brought you this far to leave you. Your best is yet to come. It's time to leave your past behind and go into the glorious future that God has for you. And another key to going in your future is not panic with your present, but keep your faith focused on God, his word, and his character. And you know you're going to the good future he has for you. We're out of time today. Make sure you read today's newsletter. I love you so much. Know that something good is going to happen to you, so expect miracles. I'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. God bless. And I want to remind you, join me tonight for our special midweek experience on Holy Week. We'll stream it at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless.